Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another episode of the Power of Prayer Talk Show. I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Prophetess Patricia Williams. I'm glad each of you tuned in on today. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in faithfully each and every week. I also remember, if you have a prayer request, or you have a particular topic that you would like discussed, you can email me at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. That's faithisthekey47@gmail.com. And I would gladly pray with you, for you, and also discuss the topic that you would like us to discuss. Also, if you want to patronize my works, I encourage you to go on patriciajwilliams.com and look at the many books, which is 5 books that I have written that God has gave me strict confirmation and revelation regarding each book. They're not very expensive, but it will enhance your spiritual knowledge as well. That's patriciajwilliams.com. Also, if the Lord leads you to sow a seed, because this is good ground. And I'm not saying it just because the Lord is using me, but I have witnessed people that have sowed into this ministry and have gotten great results, not only financially, spiritually, and healing as well. So if God is leading you to sow, my Cash App account is $ Trisha Joe. That is $ Tricia Joe, a capital T and a capital J. Also, you can PayPal me at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. So, and I also encourage you all, too, as well, to call in, because we do the shows live. And after 5:30 or around about 6 o'clock, it is recorded and it's into the archives. It goes, meaning that you can also look at other topics that we have discussed in the archives and just listen to them and take notes as well. But if you would like to call in while we are live only, that's 319-527-6072. That's 319-527-6072. And I will be glad to answer your questions or even pray with you and for you. So today we're going to be discussing connection matters. Yesterday the Lord had gave me a topic to release to the people on yesterday about separation was ordained. And the two main characters that we were talking about, or the main topic, was Elijah and Elisha. So God has been dealing with me lately how connection matters, divine connections, not just connections because you knew the person all your life or that this person has a name for themselves or they carry a certain amount of weight. And weight, what I mean is a certain amount of weight in the community, or they're well-known in the community or well-known in their church or somewhere like that, or what kind of gift they may carry, like the gift of singing, the gift of preaching, or anything like that. It's not because of who they know and what they know, but it is spiritual connection matters. And also physical as well, because you don't want to attach yourself nor your name to someone that is not of good report. Amen. You don't want to attach yourself to a person whose name is bad and whose name that you can't trust, or when you be around someone, you don't want that person to label you as what the other person is labeling you as just because you are hanging around that person. Amen. So yes, connection matters. So you should be at the place on your spiritual walk to know when God places a person into your life that is a divine connection. Yesterday, hold on a second here. Good evening, Apostle AJ. How are you doing on today?
I'm blessed, woman of God. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Just keeping warm, just keeping warm. Amen. We are discussing how connection matters. I was telling the people not only spiritually connection matters, but in the natural as well, because you don't want your name attached to someone or to something just because of that person's reputation. People are going to automatically think that you are like that person as well. But we want to talk about the covenant connection that God has between two people as well as with him. Because just like I was telling the people on yesterday how that God gave me a message about a connection and how that a connection in this season really matters. And when the connection is ready to be dissolved, it won't be any you know, uproar or there's something like that. It will be a peaceful, and then it will be ordained by him. So you can begin with telling the people the importance of being spiritually connected.
Woman of God, it's very imperative that we understand that in order mm-hmm. for us to grow anywhere spiritually, we have to learn how to submit physically. A lot of people do mm-hmm. not understand that in the natural, things that were natural only grow what's natural. But in order for things to grow spiritually, that which is natural has to submit to the spiritual. And as we look, at this topic that God gave you, and as I look at it, woman of God, I'm reminded of someone who submits to someone spiritually for a goal that has to be fulfilled naturally. A lot of people do not understand that in order for you to submit spiritually, you have to have a decision made up in your mind that you actually want to accomplish something spiritually. That requires that requires obedience. Requires being humble. And most importantly, that requires you understanding that you can empower yourself.
Yes. So in this day and hour, we don't see too many that is being spiritually connected because, like so many times we have said, when someone has been ordained in the church, they feel like that they don't need a connection with no one here, only to be connected with the Lord. And God also told us we do need someone down here to also help us. So really we do not see that connection because of the fact some people do not want to, just like you said, humble themselves to be taught, because it's so much more to this ministry, man of God. I mean, we are learning every day. My God, we are learning every day. Every time we just pick up that Bible, we are getting new revelation. And then there comes a time when, I don't care what your age is, you always going to have to ask a question of this or then that. And then we have some people, and they look at it like this: well, I've been on the field much longer than you have. And they have the, insecurity of saying, I don't want to hear from you because you are much younger than me. So what do you say about those type of people?
Woman of God, and I was telling a group of people this who actually were very religious. I was sharing this with them a while back, and I told them, I say, listen, I said, if you have a problem with submitting to someone or receiving from them spiritually, that you have an issue with them because of their age or because they don't have enough gray hair on your head, you might as well go ahead and get out of ministry. I said, I'm going to tell you why. I said, because now we're in a season and we're in a time where the guards are changing and the guards are younger. And the reason why the guards are younger is because to every successor, and I kept telling them that there's always a successor to every leader. And where there's a Moses, there was a Joshua. I said, and you have to understand that if that's the case, I believe with all my heart, woman of God, that's why in some arenas Jesus was fought, because he was a young man. And because of how he conducted himself, he never had gray hair. He never showed you his resume. All he showed you was his youth, and he showed you his fruit that he was able to produce. And so many get messed up because they're looking at folks' age, and they end up missing them on with the visitation because they weren't about somebody's resume or if they look old enough to do the work. You know, I heard a very well-known bishop the other day preaching, and he said that, I can't see myself calling no 37-year-old boy no bishop or no apostle.
Ooh,
and I bust out laughing when I heard him say that, because you mean that he said, because I've been through something. So I say, well, the only way I would be allowed to be called a bishop or to be called an apostle and you're in your 50s is if I caught two strokes and have a lazy eye and have gray hair like you. Then I have to go through that to get to this. So you have to be very mindful of what you say, because it could very well be them young bishops and apostles that you do not want to acknowledge that end up helping you cross over.
That is so true, man of God. And it's very important to be spiritually connected to the right ones and not to the one just because they have a name for themselves or something like that. Because I know some people, and God knows I love Bishop Jakes, it's a lot of people that are really are connected to him, and he really do not even know them. He's
yep.
just really just taking them on. And I feel like most of them is just connected to him because of his name and you know,
yep.
what he is doing. And that's why the Lord had really gave me this, because talk to the people about just connecting to people just because of their names and not because that's what God told you to connect to.
Yeah, Lord. Woman of God, I'm going to tell you this. You know, a lot of people connect to people just because
mm-hmm.
of who their name is, and they go one or two ways.
Yeah.
You allow them to
mm-hmm.
connect to you, then you find out they have a lot of issues, and they're out
yeah.
there representing you in the ministry that God put inside of your bag. And then some of us who have clean hands, and some of us who are authorized to do work in the kingdom, connect ourselves to crooks, scoundrels, mongrels, and everything else, and then we wonder why
yes.
people looking at us crazy. You know, for example,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to say this, woman of God, and I hate to say it this way, but I'm going to bring it out. For example, you have situations now where, you know, this election has passed and it's over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not over for the president, but it's over for everybody else.
Yes,
and
it is.
You have situations where you got people like Dr. Paula White, who built her ministry
uh-huh.
in the Black church. And mm-hmm. she turned around, and now she done lost her mind. And they got people
yeah.
who connect, they got people who connected to this woman, both men and women of God, who looking crazy now, because I remember
uh-huh.
sitting down in the conference with Dr. Paula White, and she said she been double dipped. And when she said, you know, and that brought me back to them words, when I seen her, now she clowning on the internet. And I look at her and say, ma'am, I'm looking for your double dipping, because I'm
yeah.
trying to figure out, you know, what's going on here. You know, I know you had to be getting a salary from the government. I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't come
okay.
out that hard for somebody who's so demonic. So I know you have to be getting
yeah.
a salary. But it goes bigger
yeah.
than that. People like Dr. Kenneth Copeland, you know, you look at him
mm-hmm.
on TV, and he laughing like he got the reverse spirit of laughter on TV
mm-hmm.
and denouncing and calling everybody crazy because they didn't vote for President Trump. Woman of God, and it's these people that God is showing in this hour that's rising
yeah.
up
yeah.
and is showing you the
yeah.
big old names. He's showing
yeah.
you who they are and what they were not. So the question is, are you going to still attach yourself to them in loyalty just because they have a big name, or now because you see what they really have in them, are you going to jump ship? Because some people stay there regardless of what the people have in them and what they show, because they want to hang on to that platform. But that platform is the same thing that'll get you killed. And I guarantee you it'll get you killed. Because
okay.
when it's all said and done, when every man gives his account in heaven, he ain't going to ask how many times you was on the Word Network. He ain't going to ask how many times you was on TBN. He not going to ask any
okay.
of those things. He ain't gonna, even ain't going to ask you who you voted for. He ain't going to ask
for
you
real.
But he going to judge
yes,
you by your work and by your fruit.
Yeah.
You know, so it's
yeah.
very important. You better watch that in this season, because I mean the enemy is using these folks like never before. You have situations like Dr. John Gray. He has sat down
mm-hmm.
now, and they call him
yeah.
Baby Jakes. You know, and he
yeah, they
has sat down now. They sure do call him that. And he has sat down because, number one, he is a very anointed, prolific teacher. The boy is anointed to do this. The problem is he was booted out a little bit too fast because he was
under
prima donna. His original pastor is a prima donna, and the person who was mentoring him, again, do not know him. Who was mentoring him? Bishop T.D. Jakes. He did not know him. All he knew was the anointing.
Right.
If he'd have took time and unwrapped that package, he would have seen what his man was weak and where he most needed assistance. So that's my ultimate question. And the people you submit yourself to, do they know how to unwrap you when you need to be repackaged most?
Yes, indeed. Wow. And that is very crucial because, and just like you say, he didn't know him. And this all comes back to you got to get to know who you are spiritually connected to. You just can't just look at the anointed and say, yes, I'm going to grab hold to him or then I'm going to grab hold to her. And those two people you mentioned came right from under him, right from under him. And I mean, wow, this is something. And that is very important. Know who you are spiritually connected to, because they will pour into you spiritually. And what if it comes to a point to where when God connects you to a person you don't want to be connected to? Have you ever experienced that, man of God?
Yes, ma'am, but I realize the reason why, and, you know, it's funny because I realize the reason and the significance why he made me be connected to them. And sometimes I didn't get it till after the assignment was over. It's not because, you know, and I hate to say this, I posted something the other day on Facebook, and a lot of people missed it because they either didn't pay attention to it or it just went over their head. And I said this so well. I said, listen, I said, it's okay for someone to cover you spiritually, but check to see if they like you first. And the reason why I said that is because we have situations where we have people covering us spiritually and are mentoring us or we're mentees, and they talking about us like a dog, or we talking about them like a dog. So let me ask you a question. If you gonna bite the hand that feeds you, why are you eating there? Same
That's
way.
So true, man.
That used to be my problem, woman of God. That used to be one of my issues at the very early stages of my ministry. I didn't like who he called me to, but they end up being what I need, but I didn't like them. And I thought the problem was that they were demonic and I was disobedient, but really the problem was they were obedient and I just need to be delivered from anger. Oh, Jesus. Let me shut up.
Oh, Lord. Yes, indeed. My God, to thee. Ooh, this was good. This was good. Man of God, I thank you so much. You have any last words before we log off?
Yes, ma'am. All I'll say is please don't miss God-authorized connections for being in your feelings about a lot of stuff you can't control. Because saints in this hour, we're so emotional and we're so detached from reality. And our own reality should be in the revelation of what God is saying in this hour. Woman God, I've had preachers stop talking to me because of this presidential election. I've had preachers stop talking to me because I said stuff they didn't like I said. But regardless, I keep moving because I realize this is not a feeling matter, but this is a spiritual matter.
That's it. Man of God, I thank you so much. This was so enlightening. This was so good. And I want everyone to please take this at heart. And if that you miss anything, please go back and listen to it again. And, man of God, I pray that you have a blessed week, and I pray that everyone else have one, too. Oh, one thing, and then I know this is off the subject. How was the little date with your daughter?
Lord, Lord, it was good. It was good. We made it. She said she was only a little nervous. She said, but it was well. It was well. Everything came out nice. The little boy mind his manners, because I already know the little boy, you know. So
yeah.
He mind his manners, but thank God. I said, are y'all going on another one? She was like, yeah. I said, okay, well, thank God. You know, give me time to fast.
You got through it, huh?
Yes, ma'am, to get through it.
You got through it, because I laughed at it. I say, Lord, help him. Help his man, Lord.
You
and she done got big.
Now
she getting big.
Yes, yes. Yes, ma'am. You understand, though, because you got a grown child.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I know. Mm. I know what you mean. Don't want to let them go
ma'am.
At all. No, indeed.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. All right, Apostle. You have a blessed week.
Yes, ma'am. You too. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.